You've put in the work. You're posting consistently, promoting your book, showing up on social media, even on the days that you don't feel like it. You've figured out the basics. You have some followers. You have an email list, even if it's small. You've even made sales. But your sales number is almost exactly where it was 6 months ago. That's the plateau. And if you've been there, you know it's one of the most disorienting places to be in book marketing because it doesn't make logical sense. You're doing more than you were a year ago. You're better at this than you were a year ago. So why hasn't the number moved? I'm Jen Hansen-DePaula, and I've spent nearly 20 years helping authors build marketing that actually sells books. And the plateau is something that I see constantly, including in authors who are doing most things right. It's not a sign that something is fundamentally broken. It's a sign that you've hit the ceiling of your current approach. And ceilings aren't permanent. They just require a different strategy to break through. Here's what I want to address first, because I really do think that this matters. The plateau is not a motivation problem. The authors I work with who are stuck at that same sales number month after month are not the authors who aren't trying. They're almost always the ones who are trying the hardest. They're the ones adding more platforms, posting more frequently, running more promotions. They're convinced that if they just push a little harder, something will shift. But here's what actually happens when you push harder inside a strategy that has reached its ceiling. You get more exhausted and you end up in the same place. That's not a character flaw. That's just what happens when effort is applied to a system that needs to be upgraded, not accelerated. And that's the real diagnosis here. Not that you need to try more, but that you need to try something differently. So let me show you how to figure out which kind of plateau you're actually dealing with, because there are two, and the fix for each one is different. The first is a visibility plateau. This is when your content is reaching people, but it's the same people over and over again. Your follower count has slowed or flatlined. New readers are not finding you at any meaningful rate. Your content is being seen, but you've essentially saturated the audience that you've built. And growth has stalled because nothing new is bringing people in. The second is a conversion plateau. This one is more common and much easier to miss. Your content is reaching new people. People are finding you, following you, and even engaging with you. But they're not buying the book. The awareness exists, the interest might even exist, but something in the gap between I follow this author and I bought this book is broken. Here is the fastest way to figure out which one you have. Look at your last 30 days of content and ask yourself two questions. First, how much of it was specifically designed to bring brand new readers into your world? Not people who already follow you, total strangers who have never heard of you. And second, how much of it was specifically designed to make an existing follower feel so seen, so understood, so certain that your book was exactly what they've been looking for, that buying it felt like the obvious next step? If the answer to the first question is almost none, you have a visibility plateau. If the answer to the second question is almost none, you have a conversion plateau. And if the answer to both is almost none, that's very common, and it's absolutely fixable. It just means your content has been doing one thing, building a warm relationship with the people already in the room, without a strategy for either filling the room or asking people to stay and buy. I want to tell you about one of my clients. I'll call her Diane. Diane had been marketing her nonfiction book for 8 months when we started working together. She had a following, an email list of a few hundred subscribers, and consistent engagement. She was selling roughly 12 to 15 copies a month, which she knew was something, but she'd been at that number for a better part of the year. She tried a giveaway, she'd added a new platform, she posted more, but nothing moved the needle. When I looked at her last 90 days of content, the picture got very clear, very fast. Almost everything that she had created was relationship-building content, which was actually quite good. It was valuable, it was warm, it was authentic. Her audience really liked her. But not a single post in 3 months had been designed with conversion as its goal. There was no content that made someone feel the cost of not having her book in their hands. No content that described her ideal reader's exact situation and then pointed directly to the book as the answer. Her audience was well-warmed and had nowhere to go. We made two changes. One converting post per week designed specifically to move someone from interested to ready to buy. And a simple, reactivated email sequence that gave her subscribers an actual reason to take up the next step. Within 60 days, she was selling 43 copies a month. Same book, same following. The only thing that changed was what her content was asking people to do. So here are the three specific shifts that break through the plateau. The first shift is moving from creating content to running a content system. Random, well-intentioned posts will warm an audience, but they won't grow one or convert one, at least not reliably. A content system means that you have all three types working together: content that attracts brand new readers, content that builds trust with the ones that you already have, and content that converts that trust into a sale. Most authors who have plateaued have plenty of the middle type and almost none of the other two. The second shift is adding one intentional converting post per week. Not every post, just one. That one post should describe your ideal reader's exact situation with enough specificity that she reads it and thinks, "That's me," and then point her directly to the book as the solution. For fiction authors, this means making someone feel the emotion your book delivers, not just summarizing the plot. For nonfiction authors, this means naming the pain your book solves in the most specific, personal language possible. One post like that per week, done consistently, will outperform seven informational posts every single time. The third shift is building the bridge from social media to email. Social media can keep people warm for a long time, but it almost never closes a sale on its own. Email really does. If your email list is sitting there, but you haven't been using it with any conversion intention, that is the highest leverage place to put your next hour of effort. The readers who give you their email address are already telling you that they want more. They are the warmest people in your whole audience. And if your emails are only updates or personal stories, you are leaving the most interested people in the world without a reason to buy. Here's what I want you to sit with. If you're selling 15 copies a month when your book should be reaching 50 or more, that gap is not abstract. That's a $14.99 price point, and that's roughly $525 a month. Over a year, that's more than $6,000 in sales just sitting on the other side of a few strategic adjustments. And that's just the financial side. The more painful version, and I hear this from authors all the time, is knowing that your book is out there, that it could be reaching the readers who need it, and watching that not happen month after month because the system underneath the effort isn't there. The plateau is not permanent, but it doesn't fix itself, and trying harder inside the same approach won't fix it either. If you want to build the system that breaks through it, that's exactly what the 90-day book sale system is designed to do. It walks you through all three types of content, how to structure your email strategy around conversion, and how to map this whole thing out so you never are guessing what to post. The link is in this episode's description. And if you're not quite sure whether this is your only missing piece, start with my free book marketing blueprint. This takes about 15 minutes and it shows you exactly which of the six essential marketing elements are missing from your foundation right now. That link is in the description as well. And if you'd rather have someone sit down with you, look at exactly what's happening in your specific marketing and build a system with you rather than handing you something to build alone, that's what my Done With You services are built for. You'll find information on those in the description too. Next time, I'm talking to the author who has more than one book and is not quite sure how to market them all without feeling scattered, repetitive, or like you're constantly letting one of them down. If that's you, you won't want to miss it. I'll see you then.